the book Hebrews, part 197. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the, maybe I'm thinking about the Bible as such, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, which I have not written, but which I obtained copyright and also distributing right, printing right, and all the different rights from the Americans a couple of years ago. Should you require one of those Bibles, I have a couple left. You can just contact me. It's one of the treasures to have. A Bible that's in English, which is a 1611 King James Bible, with the Hebrew declarations added in the revelation names of Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh to the Bible. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's plus 27 international code 0722-367-124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on my right hand side on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. But you have missed out on 196 episodes, so I would urge you to start with part 1 and just work it through. It's very important to also subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. It's very important. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 10. And we are currently, where am I now? Let me see. And verse 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. Now, it's a scripture that we stopped with yesterday morning. But there's just one or two things I just need to add to it. Verse 10. It says, in verse 10, by the which will are we sanctified through the offering of the body of Yahushua once for all. So he gave his life in order for us to live. But it's not something that's continuing. The only thing that's continuing is when we are having communion. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 to 29. So when we are having communion, we are commemorating the way Yahushua was brutally murdered. We commemorate how he died and rose from the dead and ascended into heaven and is with a promise of returning. Hallelujah. That's the only thing that we commemorate. We don't offer him up again, and we don't. There is some churches in Israel. Yearly, they walk in the road of the Della Rosa, and they have a chain with little nails on it that's been welded to the chain. And they take off their shirts, and they walk, and they would heat themselves on the back, and they, as they walk out up Calvary's Hill, and they walk, and they would heat themselves, and they will mourn. And Yahweh never said we must brutalize our bodies. He has been brutalized. He's never said that we must pay a price. He has paid the price. He never said that we must shed our blood. He has shed his blood. He never said that we must die to live. He said, although you have died, you will live. Why? Because he's died already. He's risen from the dead. And he ascended into heaven with a promise he's coming back. all that is needed from us, that we must live in holiness. From the day that we repent, we are immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of our sin. Acts 2:26-41. Thereafter, we need to live in holiness every day of our lives, following Yahushua through the revelation word. Meaning that we must study the word daily. It's like eating. We need to eat 2 or 3 times a day. This is the way that we function. And the same with the word. We need to feed ourselves on the revelation word of Yahushua and Yahweh our Elohim, through the Ruach HaKodesh, of course. So we don't need to brutalize our own bodies. We don't need to cut ourselves. The Bible says in the 16:11, it says, "My son, my daughter, give me your heart." Now, it's impossible. That is a metaphor. The heart is the pump station of my body. If my heart stops now, I'm dead. Within seconds, I will die. Why? Because there will be no blood flow to my brain. It's like a car, when you drive a car, it has a fuel injection. And there's a pump that pushes the fuel to the carburetors or the fuel injections, or depending what car you drive. There's a pump. The gas or the petrol is in the tank, but you need to get to the front where the engine is. And you need a pump. And this is all my heart is. It's a pump to circulate fresh oxygen throughout my blood, in my veins, and in my brain, in my body, and in yours as well. So when Apostle Paul says, "My son, my daughter, give you my heart," it means if he has your heart, he has everything. If Yahushua has your heart, and it's not this heart, it is my soul's dimension, my brain, my soul's dimension, which can never die. So if Yahweh has this area, then he can control my whole body through the Ruach HaKodesh. So what has he done? Yahushua has offered his body for once and for all, in order for us to live where we were supposed to be the ones to die. Verse 11 says, "And every priest standeth daily ministering," the priest of the Old Testament, "and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice over and over and over, over and over and over again, for more than 1,000 years. We don't read of one that was saved. Not even Moses was saved. And just because he got annoyed, he got fed up with the Israelites, when he had to speak to the rock for water to flow from the rock, he smashed it with his rod. And being obedient cost him entering into the promised land. He stood on the mountain and he saw it. And I've said it a million times, I'm going to say it another million times. If he lived in 2025, today, in the time of Christ, if he has done the very same sin, being disobedient, he could have been forgiven immediately. Because the Bible says that Yahushua is righteous. If we would just confess our sins, he's again prepared to forgive me. If we just stumble, we don't even need to fall. We can just, if we stumble, we're living in the time of grace. So every priest had to offer, those that was ministering, daily and also yearly, the high priest yearly, and oftentimes the same sacrifice, the same blood, the same animals. It was just a question of, it was a job. It becomes such a routine, just going to work. It's not a joy for a lot of people, because the same thing over and over again. But he has to do it, and she has to do it, in order to be able to live. Otherwise they don't have an income. So that boring job at least creates an income for his family, and for her family. And this is what religion has become for a lot of people. It has become a boring mess. Especially today. If you look at church today, if I look at church 60 years ago, when I would have been 14, I came to repentance when I was 15. Then, when I would think back, how church has changed. Those years you will find the pastor is full of the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, and he will preach with conviction and anointing about sin, and he will call sin by its name. Today it's a sin to call sin by its name. Pastors has lost their ministry, and reverends has lost their jobs because of preaching sin, as the word says you should do. No, today you need to do what the church in its ordinance and in its constitution allows you to do. Otherwise you're jobless. So glad that the Bible says that our dependence is upon the Creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. It's not of man. For every priest stand the daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. What does it say? I can't hear. Which can never take away sins. Not sin, sins. Plural. Do you understand Hebrews 7 verse 18 now? Where he says he made it null and void because of the unprofitableness of it. He's done away with it. Why? Because 613 laws could not save one sinner. Because the offering was because of the blood of animals. Now, it can also be asked, but why would Yahweh allow him, knowing everything in advance? Why would he have allowed Israel to participate in offering animals for over a thousand years? What would you say as a student of the word? How would you answer? What will the reason be that Yahweh has allowed it? Well, if we see where the 613 laws comes from, or originate from, Israel was in bondage in Egypt for 430 years. Then coming out of slavery, if Yahushua was there immediately, it wouldn't have worked. Well, because they would have cursed him, they would have stoned him. But they had to be addressed. You know, they were worshipping pagans, all different pagans. And that's why we find immediately when Moses was on the mount, with Yahweh not coming down immediately, when he came down there was a golden calf. Why? Because it was the nature of Israel, which was created in Egypt, of worshipping Baal pagan gods. A calf, golden calf. Golden bull, whatever you want to call it. It's their nature. And because of the nature that they had, it took Yahweh more than 1,000 years of allowing slaughtering animals before the season was right. Listen to what I'm saying. before the season was right for his son, Yahushua, to be born on earth. And that would take another 30 years since he was born, before he would call and say, when John the Immerser immersed him, "That is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased." It took more than 1,000 years to get the nature of Egypt out of the Israelites. They came out of Egypt, but Egypt never came out of them. Do you understand that? And even in this 21st century, we can see it. When people comes from the world, a lot of you get people, they repent, they will have themselves immersed and everything. But you, after a time, you see that the world is not really out of them. You need to break with the earthly traditions, church tradition. And that's why it says in Revelation 18 verse 4, "Come out under my children. I'm going to kill her." Who is she? The Babylonian, the whore mother. Revelation 17 verse 1, you can read it onwards. "Who sits on the water and rule over people and nations." Who is that? Revelation 17:15 says to Apostle John, "The water that you saw is nations, people, creeds and tongues." So what do we see? We saw that it took more than 1,000 years. And then it became better. But the sacrifice of the animals lost the idea that it had. And that's why Yahushua had to become the high priest that did not need to offer an offering for his own sins, because he was sinless. Till tomorrow morning, I'm going to continue with verse 11. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.